right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to my podcast. Hello. And I'm here with Bethlehem again. Shocking, because
I'm the only friend that she has.
That's literally not true. But that's very
true. No one talks to her. She's all alone.
That's not true. Yes, anyway, so this is episode number 3. Number 2, I'd say, was pretty decent. You can go listen to that. Number 1, don't ever listen to it, please. Like, I'm never going to mention it again. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about conspiracies. I actually wanted to, like, do a ton of research and be more
organized,
but of course I have had a test every day this week and work and just didn't have time for that, so we're here like 20 minutes for us to do. Anyway, so today I'm going to be talking about the Denver airport, and I don't know if any of you have heard or read any conspiracies on it, but it's like
it's freaky.
Basically, so the conspiracy is that it's the headquarters of the Illuminati,
and I believe this so much because when I went to Denver, I swear
Bethlehem's
to you,
flown through
I have
storm.
Literally personal experience, firsthand experience. This is real. Any time of the day at the freaking airport, there's no one there ever. And you would suspect because, like, it's a major city, right? Well, not a major city, but it's pretty. It's the capital of
a lot of people fly
Colorado.
Through Denver. Yeah.
And no one's there. So what's going on?
So I'm going to provide some little evidence and facts and stuff for you. So on the surface, you know, it looks like any other airport, right? Whatever, you know. But, so it says on this website, claims about the Denver International were designed and built by the Illuminati as the headquarters for the global genocide that will trigger the New World Order. Now, some of those words I don't understand, and it's a little bit scary.
That's a little
intense,
but I believe it, because I'm gullible.
So here, according to conspiracy theorists, Denver already had a fine airport. Stapleton International, and of course, you know, airports do updates all the time, but the thing was, the new International was built and opened in 1995 with less runways, therefore reducing the amount of planes that can come through and reducing their income, you know?
So, who would want that, especially if it's an airport and you want planes coming in?
Right, so
more.
Who would redo the airport to make less runways? And then, it says, construction began with 5 mysterious buildings that were completed, you know, so it was going to be done, and then buried intact. And they said the reason they did this was, like, something with the soil, and that they were built wrong, and they didn't want to cause a danger, so they just buried him. But, you know, why would you spend so much money and do all this wrong instead of maybe just trying to fix it? But instead they're just like, no, let's bury him. Like, what? And it says that up to 8 levels of underground facilities are said to exist. And workers who go to the Denver airport refuse to answer questions about what they do. Also, the entire airport is surrounded by a barbed wire guard fence, which most airports are. But unlike other airports, the barbed wire is angled inward to keep people in. And not like at other airports where it's angled out. And apparently, I really don't know if this is true, but so I kind of want to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Apparently, if viewed from the air, the runways are revealed to be laid out in the shape of a swastika.
What?
I feel like that's a little extreme. But, you know, I don't know. But, okay, the thing that really gets me, though, on this, like, is, like, the underground buildings. Mm-hmm. Like, who's that just going to build buildings? Say, you know, say it's, oh, it was structural issues, and then bury them. What? Like, okay. It says, indoors, the airport gets even stranger. The Illuminati appeared to have detailed their plans for global genocide and a new world order in 2 large murals. The first decites a huge Nazi soldier with dead women and children scattered around him, and the second shows third world populations dying. You know, I feel like if you were going to do some murals in, like, an airport, like, I feel like in our airport, we have lots of fun and, like, just weird paintings, but, like, to do
the
them about
inside
a Nazi
the Denver
soldier.
Airport, they're, like, really weird. Hold on, let me look.
Like,
them
how?
Like,
because you've been there, so, like,
yeah,
tell us about.
Like, who? What is this? What is this? What is that?
Oh, that is really creepy.
It's like a is that a buffalo?
There's
a necklace.
Buffalo.
It's a necklace.
Okay,
and
guys,
then
go and look
dead
up Denver airport murals.
Yeah, like, it's super weird. And then there's, like, fire.
Okay, that's really weird.
I
mean, you know, I don't know.
And then here's the thing about the, I think that's the soldier.
Because that's a little freaky.
Oh, that's the Nazi.
And he has, like, a gun, and...
That looks definitely like a Nazi.
Okay, imagine, basically, if Darth Vader had a child with a red skull, but his face is green.
So, well, maybe that's, like, the gas mask that they used
for. Probably, but that's exactly what it looks like. And then there's this horse in the middle of... And has, like, red eyes. That's
a part. Said something about that. Apparently, that's supposed to be, like, a time capsule or something. But it literally looks like it's protecting the gates of hell.
I'm just saying. It's disturbing. It's quite weird.
Anyway, so that's our little our conspiracy little, theory.
And I believe all of it. Except the part where there's New World Order. That's a little intense.
Yeah. So, and it says, hold on, I wanted to look it up. So it says, whether the runways are laid out like a swastika seems to be a matter of opinion. It's easy to see on Google Earth, so everyone go on Google Earth. And to me, it certainly does give the general impression of a swastika. If you select certain taxiways and runways, you can overlay a near perfect one. But of course, you know, maybe they just accidentally did that. But, you know, it's a conspiracy. So we're going to say that they didn't. And you know what? Illuminati confirmed, guys.
Illuminati confirmed.
Okay, bye.